Okay, today's shiur, we're going to talk about the inyan of, and the mitzvah, and the idea of Kedushas Yerushalayim. Kedushas Yerushalayim, which comes up from based on the Gemara in the past couple of days here in Zvachim, Dafim Gimel, Dafim Dal. But let's start off with a story. I've quoted this story in the past, but it's a story from Rabbi Mordechai Willig tells over from his personal experience when he was in Eretz Yisrael for his year of learning in Eretz Yisrael in Kerem Yavne in 1967. Shavuos 5727, about 5 o'clock in the morning in Heichal Shlomo Yerushalayim. All of the Kerem B'Yavne Talmidim who were not in the army had spent the night learning in the traditional learning Torah in the traditional Mishmar. Exactly 1 week before, the old city came under Jewish control for the first time in nearly 1900 years. At dawn, after a frantic effort to clear the mines and other obstacles, the Kosel HaMaravi was open to the Jewish public for the first time in 19 years. The last month had been a historic one, and the hand of Hashem was apparent for all of us to see and to feel. The Israeli government, for reasons still unknown, moved the then annual Yom HaTzmaut military parade from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. The Arab world, led by Egypt's Nasser, blockaded the shipping route to Eilat, amassed troops at all of Israeli borders, and threatened to drive the Jews into the sea. The American Talmidim in Kerem B'Yavne was subjected to varying degrees of pressure to leave the country by terrified parents and relatives. Yet, with one medical exception, nobody left. While most of the Israeli Talmidim were mobilized, we dig trenches and learn Torah. The Israeli Air Force began the Six-Day War with a preemptive strike, which destroyed the entire Egyptian Air Force on the ground. A desperate Nasser assured King Hussein of Jordan that Israel was being routed. The normally cautious king believed him and attacked Israel. In 3 miraculous days, Israeli forces reached the Suez Canal and the Jordan River, entering Yerushalayim on Chaf Ches Iyar, Yom Yerushalayim. The charged emotional atmosphere of that moment, which was recorded and broadcast worldwide, is perhaps unparalleled in recent Jewish history. A week later, after a mishmar, Shachras Kavasikin and Kriyas HaTorah, we stepped onto Rehov King George. To our amazement, the street was completely filled at 5 a.m. We walked past the old border into what was no man's land. Police barricades were used for crowd control, allowing only so many people at a time to enter the narrow safe zone. Suddenly, a voice cried out and led us in song. It was the voice of Rabbi Yeshayahu Hadari, a former Mashgiach Ruchani in Kerem B'Yavne, now in Yeshivat HaKotel. I have not heard the tune, this is Rabbi Willig a number of years ago writing this, I have not heard the tune, almost a chant, in 25 years, but it remains seared in my memory. All the Talmidim and most of the other people in the group joined in unison. Just 2 months earlier, the Yeshiva's Tiyul guide had described all the gates of the city to us from afar. We never dreamt we'd be entering them so soon. As we approached Shar Yafo, the song turned into a dance. As soon as a police barricade was removed, we danced to the tune and the psukim until we reached the next barricade and had to pause. The scene was unforgettable. Jews of all persuasions danced shoulder to shoulder into the old city. On one side of me was a man in a strimal and white stockings. On the other side was a non-observant Jew with a camera. Incredibly, all barriers disappeared. I saw with my own eyes the fulfillment of Chazal's words on the pasuk, "Shena'asu chaverim zelazeh." We danced and sang our way to the Kotel. Every tribe of Israel was represented in force. Some 250,000 Jews came on that first day of Shavuos. One couldn't help but think of the once and future Aliyah LaRegel the Pasuk describes. As we approached the Kotel, we were all overcome by a feeling of gratitude for the momentous events we were privileged to witness. Lahotos L'Shem Hashem Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. We dive in Musaf, a tefillah which describes the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash and prayed for its return in the shadows of Har HaBayis. We poured out our hearts for the first time in our lives and the lives of most people there. We were as close as one may come to the site of Beis HaMikdash. We hoped and prayed for its imminent rebuilding, B'nai Beis HaKvatchila. As we returned through the Shuk, the local Arabs stared and cowered. We felt no fear then, or when we toured Shechem and Hebron a week later. A resurgence of tshuva swept the land. The non-Jewish community hailed the Israelis as heroes, and Jewish pride swelled in Europe and America. A great sense of anticipation filled the Jewish worlds. This is what Yerushalayim is about. These are the feelings that we get whenever we hear about stories of Yerushalayim, hear the words of Har HaBayis B'yadenu. And the Gemara even tells us on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis in Maseches Zvachim that this has halachic, Talmudic evidence, Talmudic sources for these emotional feelings that all of us get when we hear about Yerushalayim, when we hear certain songs that describe Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells us Nun Dalet Amid Beis. It's also, I gave it to you on the source sheet, I gave it to you from Sanhedrin. We're going to do, if you look at the page three, we're going to do a couple, some of the sources out of order, because I've given this shiur in various forms over the years. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pezayin, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Nun Dalid, that Malamed, Shebeis HaMikdash Gvoa Mikol Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael Gvoa Mikol HaAratzos. The Beis HaMikdash is the highest of the land of Israel. The land of Israel is the highest out of all other lands. Yerushalayim is not in the Gemara. But Rashi, there in Sanhedrin, Pezayin adds in that detail towards the end that Yerushalayim is the highest of all cities in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi adds that in. What does it mean it's on the highest of the lands? It's not true. It's not the highest of the lands. It's not the highest altitude. Israel is not the highest altitude of the world, and Yerushalayim is not the highest altitude in Israel. And Beis HaMikdash is not on the highest altitude of Israel. So what does that mean that Yerushalayim is Gavoa Mikol Ha'aratzos? So the Radvaz in a Tshuva 500 years ago already asked this question. Source 12. Sha'alta mimeni. De mikroi mashma de harabayis v'hamikdash Gavoa Yerushalayim. It sounds like the base of Mikdash is the highest. V'achim yamina nami. V'chulu. V'achim yamina bezvachim. We learned that Gemara that David HaMelech did not build the Beis HaMikdash or plan to build the Beis HaMikdash on the highest point. So what do you mean? Is it the highest? Is it not the highest? It's not the highest. We know it's not the highest. Says the Radvaz, a very practical answer. And then we'll get to the more spiritual answer in a minute. Da, says the Radvaz, ki beis dvarim garmuzeh. Two things have caused Yerushalayim not being the highest. V'hu ki biyos ki akum kafshu es habayis kama pa'amim. How many times has Harabayis been conquered? Umisin asam oso aru aru adha yisodba. They raised it. Every time they came out Harabayis to show the Jews who was boss, they destroyed it. Number one. So that's why it's lower. Va'od, kidei shelo yia gavoa mimakom shelahem. Also, that it shouldn't be higher than their spot. They wanted their mosque to be on the highest level. Ulafisha makom madron, hagashamma yishotvim mineshana bashana, it's afar. Shahidi choach, also, the rains over the years. Rains always caused dirt and ground to get lower. Umolichin osoach, sheshafel karkos harabais. It went all the way down. Number one. And finally, also, a couple of lines later, archaeological digs. Gam Yerushalayim nechreva kama pa'amim. Every time it was destroyed, it went down. Umapolas habatim nasa tel. Ubarova yavim nechba shamakamahu. It gets lowered down. V'nasa karka. Ubano habatim. Houses built on it. V'chein harbi pa'amim ashenasa gavoa. As we know, the base of the kotel itself. We know the kotel goes all the way down. Why? Because it's sunk over the years. V'chein timsad hayom binyanim tachas habatim v'yafilum yachru ba'omek. Lo yagiyu lekarka besula. So it is higher. It's just got to count from the bottom of the kota. Got the bottom of the walls. But says the Radvaz, on a practical level, that's why it's not higher. Says the Chasam Sofer, no, it's much deeper than that. It has to do with what Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash symbolize. Says the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva where he relates parenthetically to in his day. Remember Chasam Sofer 1800s. In his day, he felt that people were forgetting Yerushalayim and focusing on Sfat. And he was very upset about that. He even said, Rachman al-Itzlan, that the earthquake, that was last Friday, the yard site of all the anniversary of the earthquake, he says maybe that happened partially because people were forgetting Yerushalayim and they were focusing on Sfat. The hurricane, the only Chasam Sofer, the God of Ador, can say such a thing, but that's what he said. But anyway, said the Chasam Sofer in Source 13. Shalach ora yipale lo amur mikan shegavoa maloshen mikan nechzianan vuan davar hanira la ayiv nidabakana. You could see it with your eye and measure it. We're in Source 13. Viocho emes enokin. It's not true. It's not true that it's the highest. V'hu mavur lebaki ksas b'mapata olam. Anybody who's a little expert in the maps of the world. V'yod Rashi says it on the pasuk, Kital Chermon, sheyored al haretzion, shechermon gavoa. The Chermon! Made it into Tanakh. Right? It's even higher. V'hine, and says the right in the Chasam Sofer, and now we know, ha'olam agul kekadur. Right? The earth is round. U'bedavar kaduri lo shayak gavoa v'namoch. There's nothing higher and lower when it comes to a ball. a circle. U'b'chol makom she'omed sham, roa shamayim sh'al garosho gavoha. Wherever he is, the heavens are above him. The samach la'ofek n'mochim k'kipa. Whatever looks at the horizon, it looks lower. B'chulu. So what does it mean? Ach nechzi ananim, yelofaninu kadur agul, v'anu makirin bo. Oh, so this is the answer already. So let's say, he says, what's the answer? It's not like the Radva says it was pushed down. There's a spiritual idea here. Ach nechzi ananim, yelofaninu kadur agul. If there is in front of us a ball, v'anu makirin bo nekuda achat, shemimena shtiyat ha-kadur ha-hu. If we could pick one spot on that ball, on the perimeter of that ball, that the rest of the ball was created from that spot. V'nisrachiv misham v'hispashet. And it spread out from that spot. V'nasa agul kamoshehu. And then it ended up as it is. V'kol apios eloponim. And everything comes from there. U'mimenu yonkim yenika chiyusam. And the life of the ball, of the circle, of the sphere, comes from that spot. V'hu ha-merkaz ha-armiti shel ha-kadur. That is the real center of the ball. V'oz b'li safek. You know what? If that's true, then we look at that spot as gavoha mikol ha-spots. That's the highest. U'gedol ha-makom levad. Ela aliyah mamish kivisha omid bimkomo v'roa ha-ofek shesiv av yard v'almok. That spot is considered the highest. And that's what he says is the pshat here. Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. That is the place where the entire world gets its chiyus from. The entire world gets its existence from. From Yerushalayim. The Gemara says in Brachas, tell, it's called Talpiot. Tell Shakopios Ponimbo. All prayer throughout the entire world goes through Yerushalayim. Right, this is the center. Ella, skip a couple of lines. Mikacha Beis HaMikdash Gavoa Mikol Eretz Yisrael Shu Mashtito Shel Olam Mitzchilas Yitzira V'hu Merkazu Nekuda Ha'emsa'isha B'Kadur. Im kein kalaboyam l'sham olim below yardim kein nira l'fieni es daiti mikol makom. See what he adds? Yef shalomar kein al makom acher o al tzvat. Right, he throws that in there. There's no other place that you can say this, no matter how kadosh is tzvat. And he's not upset about tzvat per se. Look, Rabbi Yosef Cairo lived in tzvat. The Mahari Beirav and all the Arizal, 1500s. But I guess at his time he felt that there was focus more on that than on Yerushalayim, which was not as settled. So this is Yerushalayim, the special qualities that it has emotionally that it gives us, the psukim that talk about it, and even halachically, Rashi adds in Sanhedrin that the Gemara that says that Eretz Yisrael is the highest also means that Yerushalayim is the highest. But let's talk halachically for a minute, how we could describe this phenomenon, and what makes Yerushalayim so unique, and we're going to talk about two elements in Yerushalayim. And maybe the key to those two elements could already be found in the Gemara that we did this week, in Zvachim. If you go to Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, again, well-known Gemara, the Gemara says that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. Right, there was a base of the Mizbeach all across the northern border and all across the western border, and on the east and southern side, according to Rov Rishonim, all it had was an Amma sticking out. There was a day in the Ritva we mentioned in Yuma in the first parak, Tesvav, I think, that says maybe it went all the way and just had an Amma missing on both sides, but we assume Rov Rishonim, the Ritva says, and Rashi says, Beferish, that it only had an Amma a little bit on the south side and a little bit on the east side. But most of that southeast corner did not have a basis, did not have a heavy yisod. Why not? Everything else about the Mizbeach, about the Beis HaMikdash was beautifully symmetrical. So why not? So the Gemara says, my time, Amar Belazar, six lines from the bottom, Nun Gimel Mabez, this is not on your sheet, it's in the Gemaras that you have, Lefi Shalo Haisa Bechelko Shel Toref. Because then it would not have been in the portion of the Toref, which is the nickname of Binyamin, from the pasuk of Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. He's the grabber. He grabs karbanos. And the halacha is the Mizbeach has to be entirely in Binyamin. D'amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Mizbeach Ochel Bechelko Shel Yehuda Amma. The Mizbeach goes into Yehuda and Amma, and that's why that would be cut off. That's exactly where the gvul of Binyamin and Yehuda were. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Abchanina, Ritzua Haisa Yotza Mechalko Shel Yehuda Venechmoza Mechalko Shel Binyamin. There was a little sliver of land that went out from Binyamin into Yehuda. Out from Yehuda and into Binyamin. Binyamin had Sadik Mistar, Bechol Yom Nenotla. Binyamin was very upset about it because he wanted this Beis HaMikdash, this Mizbeach in its entirety. And the Gemara continues and says he got it in the end. Kodesh Baruch was maskim, he saw how much he wanted it, and he was maskim to it. So the Gemara tells us that Yehuda and Binyamin both had a central portion of Yerushalayim, but Binyamin had the entire Mizbeach. The question is, what's the significance? What's the significance of these two Shvatim Bedavka having this status? As we know, they're not the two firstborns, right? They're neither. It's not Reuven, and it's not Yosef, either of the Shvatim. It's Yehuda, who was always known for his strength, and Binyamin. So what exactly is the message? So now let's go to some of the sources on the first sheet. First idea about Yerushalayim halachically is that Yerushalayim is the spiritual center of the world. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Right? There's a special siyata d'shmaya in Yerushalayim. Why dafka did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the Lishkas HaGazis, want the Sanhedrin to sit in Yerushalayim? Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. All Jewish law should flow from Yerushalayim. Yes, we have a Talmud Bavli, and the Talmud Bavli is even more authoritative than the Talmud Yerushalmi. But that is in a certain sense. I mean, at that time in history, that's where the main the centers were from. But even they agreed Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. Whenever B'Ma'arava, when they got a message from Eretz Yisrael, they treated it with great significance. They agreed that you couldn't have smicha except in Eretz Yisrael. So they had only the Rav, not Rebbe. So there is Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. It's a spiritual center. Where does this koach derive from? The fact that that Yerushalayim is the spiritual center? Let's see. The Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, source number one. Yontav Rosh Hashanah Chalias B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. The halacha is B'Mikdash Hayu Token. They were still, even though Rabbah said, Gzeira the Rabbah, that you're not allowed to blow shofar because of Shema Yavirena Dal Ramas B'Shah Sarabim, shofar, Megillah, and Lulav. Three Gzeira Darabas. The Rishonim discuss why aren't there more. What about Mila? Why isn't Gzeira Darabas by Mila and others? But Gzeira Darabas by Shofar. The halacha is that Gzeira did not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. But Mikdash Hayu Token. They blew Shofar in the Mikdash. Avalob HaMedina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we assume why? Because the Mikdash, many Yisrei Darabas didn't apply. The Gemara says elsewhere that Kohanim Zrizim Hein. The Kohanim are Zrizim. And therefore, one doesn't have to worry about the Kohanim. That's what the Mishnah says. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Shitokam Cholakam Sheishbo Besin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made many laws to remember what used to be. Remember, he lived at the time of the Churban HaBayis. You're very worried. People should remember what was, what used to be. So therefore, he made different laws. But Meikar Adin, they only blew in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, Pashtus, Avaloba Medina, Lo Yerushalayim, Velo Bigvulin. Interesting that Rashi adds in those words. Rashi says, what does Medina mean? In Yerushalayim or anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. That's, they don't blow. Only in Beis HaMikdash. Rashi is precluding a possibility that the Rambam says. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos right there, and other places in his commentary in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says, you know what Mikdash in the Mishnah means? It means the entire city of Yerushalayim. That is called Mikdash in Mishnayos. Kvar bi'anu lecha kama pa'amim, ki Mikdash nikreis Yerushalayim kula. The entire Yerushalayim is called Mikdash by the Mishnah. Question is, what does that mean? How could it be? Parenthetically, I'll put out the question, I don't know if we have any riot to this or not, did the Rambam have Rashi? Never saw it discussed anywhere, but the Rambam have Rashi. That's an interesting question. That here, did he have Rashi in front of him when he said this statement? No, we don't have exact proof, I don't think. I don't think the Rambam quotes Rashi anywhere. Rashi was before him, but unclear exactly. But either way, the Rambam says Beferish, that the Mikdash is called, Yerushalayim here is called Mikdash. The question is, where does this come from? So Rav Soloveitchik suggests an idea, and source number four, Rav Shechter quotes it. We mentioned this idea in the past, and that is that if you look in the Torah, it's very interesting that the phrase Lifnei Hashem is used to mean three things. Three different places. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem, on the line 5, in source number 4. Dematzinu b'Torah, Lashon Lifnei Hashem, b'Gimel Mashma'uyos. Three meanings. D'lefamim koya kolei Yerushalayim. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means the entire city. D'chsev, like it says, by Kadshei Kalim. Talking about now in the daf. V'yachalta Hashem l'fnei Hashem alokecha, Meiser d'garcha v'tiroshcha. You could eat Meiser. You could eat it in Yerushalayim. V'kashem kalo Meiser sheni, Nechalim b'chalayir. So, lifnei Hashem can mean y'all Yerushalayim. U'lifa'amim ka'i harabayis. Sometimes it means harabayis. Kidachsiv b'chatzosos v'kol shofar, haril l'fnei ha'melech Hashem. Right, they used to blow shofar in the entire harabayis. And then you find, top left, umatzinu kama pa'amim b'tar v'shachanaz b'ed ha'bakal l'fnei Hashem. You find the azara, shechting a carbon, kachi kachim, is called l'fnei Hashem. V'koy dafka azara. So what's l'fnei Hashem? Is l'fnei Hashem mikdash, harabais, or Yerushalayim? So suggested Rav Soloveitchik, it's exactly one kedusha. That's how it could mean all three. The kedusha starts from within the Aron. The Aron Abris, in the Kodesh Kadashim, and it radiates out. There's an intense Lifnei Hashem, and a less intense Lifnei Hashem. But it's all Lifnei Hashem. It's all that Ruchnius center, that folk that starts with the Luchos, inside the Aron, and it radiates out. That's how the entire Yerushalayim can be called Mikdash, because it's really an expanded version of Mikdash. That's Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. Yeah.
When the Mikdash is destroyed, is the Kedush is still there?
When the Mikdash is destroyed, is the Kedush is still there? So I would answer, in certain halachas, yes. We know the Aron is still there. It's just buried. Buried. The Yoshio HaMelech. He knew that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, foresaw that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. So he built the underground compartment, and Yoshio HaMelech put the Aron in there. Achronim say that if there was no Aron there, then Bayi Sheni would make no sense. You can't have any Kedushas Bayi Sheni if you don't have an Aron there. So at least the Aron wasn't up, overground, but it was below ground. So it was there. So the Rambam says that Kedushas Yerushalayim is in a betela. Kedushas Mikdash is in a betela. So this Kedusha would keep intact. And that is also explained and illustrated in Rav Moshe in Veschan, in the Drash Moshe. He Dafka, I think, picks up on your point. He says this Kedusha that we're talking about does not have to reflect itself in mitzvos. Yerushalayim per se is not machayev more mitzvos than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to do things in Yerushalayim that you can't do elsewhere. You could eat within its walls, Meister Sheni and Vechulu. But are there more mitzvahs of Tluyas Ba'aretz and Yerushalayim? Really, the Chiyuv? No. But says Rav Moshe, it's all the spiritual center. Ruchnius. Says Rav Moshe in source number 5. De Etzem Lihios B'makom HaKedusha Hu Davar Gadol. Right, he's explaining Moshe Rabbeinu's pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me go. Please, let me get into Eretz Yisrael. What's it? Let even be a bird, right? The brother we discussed that medrash in the past. What do you mean a bird? If he's a bird, he won't be able to do mitzvahs. So what's the point of going into Eretz Yisrael if he can't do mitzvahs? The answer is just being in a holy place is significant. Even if I'm not doing any mitzvahs, if I'm sitting in a shul doing nothing, it's better than sitting at home. Because just being in a kadosh spot is itself something that my neshama yearns for. The etzem, says Rav Moshe, the etzem lios b'makom hakedusha hu davar gadol. Mikivan shehashem yisbarach hikdash makom zeh. Once Hashem sanctifies the spot, yesh lishtadel liyosham. We have to try to be there. Upashut, and it's obvious. Shegam mitzvah hi b'shvil zeh ladur b'makom hakedusha. Af shelo yisdaim lo l'kayim shem mitzvah sot lios baretz. There's a mitzvah to live in a holy place, even if you won't get to be mekayim the mitzvah sot lios baretz. Lachein. It might be more expensive, says Rav Moshe, but maybe at some time, the retirement department, right? If you can live in Yerushalayim, and also, which Yerushalayim does he mean here? Does he mean the suburbs? You know, Beit Shemesh is also O2, so I don't think that counts, right? But where does it mean? Does it mean Dafka, the old city? Does it mean the old city? But whenever there's more Kedusha, says Rav Moshe, it's just mitzvah to be there. If we can't live there, at least to visit there. After leka mitzvahs at Tzlis B'Yushalayim, levada mitzvahs debay choma, shekal adam k'yish lomuchu yevlavo. Nimsa, de etzem hadira eno maybe yoser mitzvahs. Just living there doesn't bring more mitzvahs. Rak b'shvel ha-kedusha hiya mitzvah. Obviously, this is not pasuk halacha l'maisa. There are a lot of factors that one has to take into account when one looks for where one wants to bring up their children. But Rav Moshe says there is an idea of living in a kadosh spot. And he says places can be more kadosh, physical places, even though it's not ruchani totally, but it's ruchnius that imbues the gashmius with kedusha. Okay, that is number one. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim is spiritual. The centrality of Yerushalayim is spiritual center of Klal Yisrael. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Halacha comes from there, the Sanhedrin sits there, and it's an expanded Mikdash according to the Rambam, Lifnei Hashem. But there's a totally different element and center that Yerushalayim represents. And that is, of course, Yerushalayim is our religious political capital. It is our capital. It is, in a sense, Ir David. Malchus Beis David, the throne of David HaMelech, is in Yerushalayim, and it is defined halachically as the capital. Doesn't matter what the world says. Yerushalayim is the capital of the Jewish people. Right? This is seen both in tefillos that we say and in a halacha. First tefillah, very fascinating concept. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tezayin, Yud Zayin, Mabez, Yuchasim, and Aleph, goes through the entire Shmona Esrei, why every bracha is in the order which it is. Why do we ask for Das first and then Tshuva? Because you need Das through Tshuva, and after you Tshuva, then Yislach Lanu, Rei Vanyenu. It goes through that why Rafa'inu is in the 8th bracha, because Mila's on the 8th day. Every bracha is organized there. So there the Gemara says, we have Binyan Yerushalayim, we go through the Yerushalayim, Vela Malshinim, Binyan Yerushalayim, and then, going from, what's after Binyan Yerushalayim? Asamach David, says the Gemara, source number 6, V'kiva chenivneis Yerushalayim ba David. Once after Yerushalayim is built, that's when David HaMelech comes, Shneamar, the Pasuk says in Hoshea, Achar Yeshu B'nei Yisrael, B'kshuas Hashem Elokeihem, there's David Malcham, B'nei Yisrael will search for their God, and David their king. V'kiva chenivneis ba David ba tefillin. Once David comes, right, Asamach David, then we have Shema Koleinu, because David is the author of basically all tefillah, V'aviyosav al-arkad, Shivisimachtam b'veis tefillasi. Good. So that is one Gemara. The Gemara tells us the order of the brachos. Fine. But there is a problem. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Psachim, I don't think I gave it to you, but the Gemara tells us in Meseches Psachim, the Bach quotes it in source number 7, second skinny line, that tsarich me'ein chasima samuch l'chasima. At the end, the last line of every bracha, right before bracha to Hashem, has to summarize the bracha, has to reiterate what the bracha is about. So, Rafeinu Hashem Bnei Rafei, Kikel Melech Rafei Nehem Anata, Bracha Hashem Rafei Chalei Baisol. Boruch Halei Hashem Bnei Hashem Azos, Kikel Meitiv Atam Varech Hashanim, you are the one, Bracha Hashem Varech Hashanim. There's a summary, right? Melech Ozer Moshiya Magein, Bracha Hashem Magein Avram. Right? Bnei Manata Lahachi Yos Mesim, Bracha Hashem Mechayim Mesim. So there's a summary line right before the, why that is, not for now. But there's a summary line right before the words Bracha Hashem. It's like when you want any good lecturer, any good presentation, you know, you always sum it up at the end, just to concretize it in people's minds. See, here too, that's what every bracha has. If you think about Shemona Esrei, there's one bracha that seems to break the rule. And that is V'li Yerushalayim Ircha. According to Ashkenaz custom, V'li Yerushalayim Ircha bracha bim tashuv, V'sishka v'sacha kashve di barta, U'v'nei osa v'kar v'yabedu binyan olam, build it, please! V'chisei David meher l'safa tachin. Bring back David HaMelech. Baruch Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. David HaMelech. That's the next bracha. Asemach David. Why are we throwing in David HaMelech here? At the end of the bracha, Bonei Yerushalayim. There's an obvious kasha. But every other bracha has the summary. This doesn't have the summary. And that is why certain Siddurim and certain Nuschos switch the last two brachas. Some switch the Gersa. Right, some Sephardic Siddurim have. You switch the Gersa. You say, where did that change come from? It comes from the fact that this problem. So how do we get out of this problem? Says the Bach, it's not a problem. Because it's all one theme. Malchus Beis David and Binyan Yerushalayim dovetail perfectly. You don't have Binyan Yerushalayim fully unless you have Malchus Beis David. And Malchus Beis David cannot exist unless it's in Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim, halachically, is defined as our capital city. Says the Bach, right there, third to last line. Avala emes yoredarko, shebakashas v'chisei David mehira l'socha tachid, hu me'ein bracha zu. That is this bracha. Shemevakshim shiibane Yerushalayim bakarov, we're asking Yerushalayim to be rebuilt, kedei shechisei David v'mehira b'soch Yerushalayim tachin, so that David HaMelech has a place to be. Klomar, she'ein she'elaseinu, ki im litzara gavoa, ki ein kisei Hashem shalem, el kishe kisei David al-machon abu Yerushalayim. Hashem's not complete, Hashem's kisei until David's complete, and David's not complete until it is in Yerushalayim. That is one theme. Yerushalayim is our halachic capital city. Number one. Another place where we see this. Go to the next page. for a second. Go to 14 and 15. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, on Daf Mem Ches, there are certain items that we have to mention in benching, and if we don't, we're not Yotzei benching. Only the first bracha in benching is about food. After that, even the other brachas, they're daraisa. The second and third bracha are also daraisa. The fourth is drabana, but it has nothing to do with food. We capitalize on the opportunity that we have to talk to Hashem. So you know what? Let me ask for a couple of other things. Let me thank Hashem for other things. So you have to mention Bris Milah. You have to mention Eretz Yisrael. You have to mention all these things. So Tanya says the Gemara, Brachas. Amar Rebbe Lazar Omer. Kol Shalo Amar Eretz. Kadna Tova Rechava Bebrechas Haaretz. If you don't mention Eretz Yisrael, Umalchus Beis David Beboni Yerushalayim, Lo Yasi Dechavasa. You have to mention Eretz Yisrael in the bracha about Aretz. Baruch Hashem, Allah, Aretz, Fiala Mazon. So that like, kind of makes sense. There's a connection between the two. Because why? Because the land produces the food. So therefore, you have to thank God for Eretz Yisrael. Allah, Aretz, Fiala Mazon. Why are we mentioning Malchus Beis David Yerushalayim? So why do we mention it Bichlal? Question one. But you have to mention it in the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara. You might have said, okay, there are two themes. Somewhat connected, but mention one within the other. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, goes one step further. The Rambam in Source 15, Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says, "Lefichach nikreis bracha zu nechama." This bracha is called nechama. That's why we say "Vachlitzenu." We have rest then. "V'kol mishalo amar malchus beis David bebracha zu." If you don't mention malchus beis David in this bracha, lo yatsu yidei chavaso. You're not yotze. Why? Mipnei shehi inyan habracha. Malchus Beis David has to do with the bracha. She'ein nechama gemura ela b'chazar is Malchus Beis David. Nechamas binyan Yerushalayim only takes place when we have David HaMelech there. David HaMelech, v'chisei David, that's binyan Yerushalayim. It is our capital city. That is our history and that is our destiny. It's both in the past and the future that David HaMelech has to be linked to our city. And that is even in one line. That's even one line in Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara says in source number 8, back to source every time, the Zayin of Abayis, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, in one line of Agadata, Ezehu Matbeah Shel Yerushalayim, what is the coin of Yerushalayim? What does it look like? David Ushlomo Mitzad Echad, V'Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Mitzad Acher. Maybe this is where the modern quote comes from, two sides of the same coin. Right, it's two sides of the same coin. David and Shlomo, Malchus Beis David, and Yerushalayim Yerakodesh on the other side. This is the second theme. So if you think about it, take a step back, what we have just discussed, the two ideas behind the Kedushas Yerushalayim. We have Yerushalayim as the spiritual center. Yerushalayim ki mitzion teitzei Torah. It's an expansion of Mikdash. Where Moshe says just being there, imbibing the Kedusha. That's one type of, one aspect of Yerushalayim. But then we also have, it's the capital city. We also have, it is the city that David HaMelech and it form one theme. And you can mention Malchus Beis David at the end of the bracha of Bin Yerushalayim and it's not a violation. It's all one theme. And that's why you have to mention it in benching because it's all one theme. So getting back to the Gemara we started off with, maybe this is exactly the point of the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara tells us that right through Yerushalayim is the border of Yehuda and Binyamin. It's exactly our point. Yehuda being the political leader, Malchus Beis David, and Binyamin Ze'ev Yitzhak, Binyamin symbolizing the Ruchnius, the Karbanos, they're both in Yerushalayim. Yes, they have to be separate. The Marsha on the Gemara, we mentioned this in the Daf, the Marsha on Daf Nun Gimel there says, separation of shul and state, right? Separation of, you can't have the kings being the rabbis. And you can't have the rabbis being the kings. That was the chet the Ramban says of the Chashmonaim in the times of the Hanukkah. They should have won the war and then stepped aside. But says the Marsha here, Madab Gimel Amabez, Ulafiatam, the Keser Kahuna Lachud, the Keser Malchus Lachud. You could have Keser Torah also. But you can't have Keser Kuda and Keser Malchus. V'chein ha-mikdashu Keser Kehuna lo haya b'chelek Yehuda asher lo ha-malucha. Aval lishkas ha-gazis sheshama mishpat haya b'chelko. Kama shakazim ha-melech b'mishpat yabit aretz. V'zeo sha-omar shelo haya osa ama she'en lo yisor b'chelko shel Torah. P'shu bin Yamin. Shema bo b'zei b'en yishav. Kiv lo nimshcha malchuso shel shol. He continues. V'chulu. But what does the Marsha say? You need a separation. But if we think about it, it's separated, but it's unified in the same city. It is separated specifically. They each have different tasks. It's two separate ideas and themes that we have But it's unified in Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. People come together, as we started off with Rabbi Willig, and themes come together. So just to end off, b'schus our discussions of Yerushalayim, Kedushas Yerushalayim, learning Masechah Zvachim, and our yearning to have Yerushalayim B'vinyana, so we will end off with the words of the Kuzari. Kuzari writes, Yerushalayim tibaneh kisheyichsufu b'nei Yisrael la tachlus hakosef ad sheyichonenu avoneho va'afra. When the yearning gets strong enough, then we're going to get it back. Says the Kuzari, so Keni Hiratzon, that we should be able to have that proper yearning and enjoy the capital center and the spiritual center of our people.